Most people were asleep in the early morning hours when a shallow earthquake caused death and destruction in southwestern Pakistan.
They say it was a 5.9 magnitude quake, but I would say it was more than that. Lots of lives lost and damage to property. The main mosque of the town was also damaged badly.
Everyone, including women and children, were running here and there. We were scared and didn't know what to do. Later, ambulances arrived and took the injured to hospital.
People in rural Balochistan live mostly in mud brick homes. And as has always been the case across earthquake-prone Pakistan, poor communities that lack modern construction methods, where high build quality is unaffordable, those are the places where earthquakes exact their highest cost.
So far, we've managed more than 200 injuries. We have received 15 dead bodies. We sent some severely injured by road using ambulances and private vehicles to Quetta for better treatment. Those who are in serious condition, we are shifting them using helicopters.
Despite access roads being cut off, by sunrise, rescue crews had reached the town of Harnai and begun sifting through the rubble.
This earthquake, it may not seem very large, but it was shallow. The shaking was very strong in the epicenter area. Harnai is very close. You are only about 15 kilometers away from the epicenter. And so if you add that to the construction of the homes and structures in the area, that will unfortunately cause large damage. The fact that it happened at night when people are sleeping, that even exacerbates the damage and the injuries that would happen in the area.
The quake was felt as far as the provincial capital, Quetta, aftershocks continuing for hours. The area is mountainous and prone to landslides. That poses another threat that could hinder rescue and recovery operations. Rescuers are also trying to reach more than a dozen coal miners trapped underground. Provincial government officials say as many as 100 homes have collapsed so far. And with most people at home in their beds at the time of the earthquake, the number of dead and injured is expected to increase. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera.